Chapter 31, A Night to Remember. As rehearsals ramp up for Carrie, the musical, the Riverdale drama students sink into their roles, and life starts imitating art. This is Jughead's.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you?
Singing episode.
It is.
It's singing episode.
Not really.
Yes, it's a musical episode.
There's a lot of singing, but it doesn't feel integral to the plot at all.
No, it's Jugheads again.
Yeah.
I'm Tom. Jordan's with me. That's Jordan.
I was not. I don't know. It's fine. They're just.
Is it?
They're singing songs from a different. It has nothing to do with the show.
I think this. We'll get into it when we watch the episode. This is one of my lesser favorite episodes of this
season. There's
some
stuff, the good stuff that happens.
There's some good stuff.
I just think it would be better if it was a regular episode where they were making Carrie musical.
Yes. We'll get into it when we duck. And of course, this episode of the podcast, get ready everyone, turn your volume up because...
I'm going to cough at you.
We are going to, when we actually kick into the episode, of course, we are going to be singing the
whole
time.
We're going to sing our commentary.
We're singing the commentary.
I can't do that for 40 minutes.
The whole time we're going to be singing.
I can't do that.
So Jordan's going to do it, especially... it's the banner segment.
Yeah.
And it's been a while because we've had a few backups that we were able to go through. And luckily, because you were sick last week, so we had one to go. We didn't need to... We were able to fire one up there. We didn't have to wait and do this later.
Yeah. Panic rush.
We didn't have to panic rush. We had one in the backup. So this is coming to you live now. This is live this week for...
Oh, this comes out in 4 or 5
for
days.
December 14th. This comes out. And right now...
It's Friday the 14th?
Yes.
No, that doesn't make sense. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, Friday is the 14th.
Yeah, maybe before you correct me next time, you'll think about what you said.
SantaCon this weekend.
Yeah, it's SantaCon this week. Jordan, what have you been up to lately? I haven't seen you. You refused to help me move a couch.
I was in bed.
No, you weren't. That's a lie.
I was.
You were at a trivia the day before.
Yeah.
You were feeling fine.
I was not feeling fine. I could feel it building. And then that night, I laid in bed. I watched The Fellowship of the Ring.
Okay. Bad movie for
a
bad man.
No, that's not true.
Yes.
You know that's not true.
Bad movie for a bad boy.
No one thinks that.
It's a bad movie.
It's like number 50 on the AFI.
Let's not talk about this. Let's just let like, you 100. Like this bad movie. It's fine. AFI, with that good band?
Yeah, American Film Institute. They covered...
what does AFI stand for? Isn't it like...
Alien Farm?
No, that's Alien Ant Farm. It's like... it's like
fucking...
a fire... It's a fire inside. So the fire's inside them. What's that song they do? Miss Murder?
No, Beat It.
No, that's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they cover it.
Again. He does that.
They cover it.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Alien Ant Farm and you're thinking of Smooth Criminal.
Is it Smooth Criminal? What's the other one? Jesse,
Jesse's Girl. Yeah. That classic Michael Jackson. We've already begun singing.
Rick Springfield.
What else did you do besides being sick and gross?
I haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I laid around.
You laid around?
I read a book.
What book did you read?
Heroes, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the one with Masi Oka?
No. It is not.
Got to save the cheerleader.
It is not unrelated to the show.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Did you ever watch that?
I hated it.
You watched it, though?
I, when it was on TV, I would be mad.
Did you watch season one?
I didn't. I never watched
season
it.
Season one is supposed to be the good season.
I never watched it sequentially. I probably kicked into an episode or two in season two. And
which is supposed to be horrible.
Didn't like it.
Season one is supposed to be good.
And so then I was like, every time it was on, I was mad because it was on.
Who do you got? You got Zachary Quinto.
Masi Oka.
You got that guy.
Yeah.
You got Kristen Bell, I think, right?
I don't know.
Or
Hayden Panettiere. Maybe. Let's not talk about Heroes anymore.
Allie Larder on that?
It's a bad show. I'm biding for time because Oh, yeah. Here's what happened to me. Everything went wrong after last week. I was like, what was that? And now it's so far away that it's like, it doesn't seem as bad as it was in the time, but it was just a series of unfortunate events. And I do think that we were, because last you'll hear of our podcast from last week, was that we won trivia.
Yeah, we won.
We're very happy about it. And I was also talking about how that I got my windshield wiper stolen. Why would you do that? That's funny. And then there was a big crack in my windshield.
Yeah.
That's two things.
Yeah.
That weekend, I went to do laundry. And as I was putting my clothes into the laundry, I was like, you know what? It's been a rough week. Things have been going bad, but at least this old washer and dryer still works. This is nice that I don't have to replace this.
You didn't think that.
I did think that as I was like, man, you know, I had to buy these used because I had to buy all my appliances in one shot when I was moving house. And it's just nice that these things still work. They've been nothing but good to me. And then the dryer broke. Had to buy a new dryer.
Yeah.
That's three things that happened. And the cover for my gas can on the car.
Your gas can.
What do you call it? The gas. Where you put it. What do you call it then, Jordan?
The guzzle.
No.
You call it the guzzle.
The cover that goes on that.
The sprocket.
Is broken now.
Yeah.
Because it's a semi-new car, and instead of it just being a cover that you lift with your finger, and you pull out, like most cars, this one you push in and it pops out, and now that doesn't work. So, everything was going right.
Hmm.
That whole week, that week-long period, didn't seem like anything good was happening for me. It was not.
Finished in fourth in trivia.
Yeah, but because we didn't win, I think the curse was lifted. I think the witch's curse is gone.
Well, so we can't win anymore?
We're not allowed to win, or I have to keep buying dryers.
Well, that's fine.
That's the curse.
Yeah.
No, you're going to have to start buying dryers.
Why did you win a dryer?
From who?
Trivia.
No one's buying me a dryer from Trivia. That's not happening.
Yeah, you could figure it out.
Unless one of those rich people that plays Trivia is there. They feel bad for me. Anyway, that's enough of the banner segment. That's the thing that happened in my life. That's what I was dealing with.
I laid in bed.
You laid in bed. I had to buy a dryer. Had to buy a new windshield.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Uh-huh.
And the Two Towers. And an hour of Return of the King.
And you're like, this one's
three
bad too,
ago,
and
no,
I don't want to watch this
that's
anymore.
That's not true. That's a lie.
So without further ado, we're going to jump into it. This is Jughead's where we talk about Riverdale's good show. I am hovering over the thumbnail for Chapter 31, A Night to Remember. A Night to Jug Member? A Jug to Remember.
A Jug to Remember.
A Jug Night to Remember.
No, A Jug to Remember.
A Jughead
to Remember.
Is the dog eating a rock?
I can't tell.
Ellen, are you eating a rock?
Yes.
Please stop eating that rock, Ellen. No. We're not eating rocks right now.
Wait, if she swallows it bashes against the food in her stomach and pulverizes it.
I don't think that's how that works.
That's how it works for cows or something. Cows or goats? What is it? I think it's cows.
Probably cows eating
no,
rocks.
No, it's owls. It's owls that it works for.
Oh, three very similar animals.
They can't.
You're talking about owl pellets.
They swallow hard stuff.
They swallow like bones and stuff.
Smashes it all up in there.
Yeah.
And you get a nice poop coming out.
Well,
of
this isn't owl. This isn't owl heads. It's Jugheads, and we're going to talk about Chapter 31. I'm hovering over the whatever you're watching this on. If you're watching this on
it's
your TV,
cows.
Your PlayStation, your Xbox, your Wii, whatever you're watching this on, make sure that you're hovering over the show.
Did you put subtitles on?
Thumbnail for Chapter 31. And I didn't, and I am doing it now, so don't press it yet. Don't go yet.
French.
Please don't go yet. I have to do that. I am hovering over the thumbnail for Chapter 31. Here we go, and I'm going to click go in 3, 2, 1, click.
I watched the first, like, 10
Speaking
minutes
of watching
of
something,
Sabrina.
Do we skip the recap?
No.
Okay.
The first 10 minutes of Sabrina.
Yeah.
Delighted to find that one of her aunts is played by Eowyn from The Lord of the Rings, Miranda Otto.
And the other one is played by the lady who played
the
Pam facsimile from The Office.
Jen?
I don't remember.
I think Jen, right?
I went back and I watched The British Office not that long ago and remember being underwhelmed by it. And
It's fine. It's just, it's very gray.
Yeah, and also, like, Ricky Gervais has kind of fallen out of favor,
yeah.
I feel like. I do not like Ricky Gervais anymore.
He's a lot to deal with.
Do you remember his atheist photo shoot?
Yes.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
Not because he intended for that to be funny, but
for
this grown man to take like this I'm 13 and I don't believe in God photo shoot was very good. So Jughead's videotaping, he's recording.
They don't go far enough into this either.
Into what?
Into like documentary style. It just splits between that sometimes and then by the end of it they kind of given up on it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's there to...
Singing.
Okay, yeah. Is this even going to be a good episode
no,
of Jughead?
No, because we can't hear the singing.
Because we can't hear the singing.
Put the singing on.
No, because then it's going to show up on the fucking podcast. That's not... We can't do that. We can read what they're saying.
Read what they're saying? Yeah, you want to talk about
I want to talk about how...
I don't know if this song is part of the musical or not.
But it doesn't matter. It's a musical episode.
Yeah, but no, but like all the other songs in this episode are from a real musical.
Oh, really?
Carrie the Musical is a real musical.
Really?
Yeah. from the 80s.
That makes me like this even less.
Carrie the
Musical. Anyway, they...
Like, this one I don't think is part of the musical.
It's not, but... Or maybe it is. Who knows? But here's what I have to say. In the first 10 minutes of the episode, they rhyme with crap twice.
Tony does it.
Tony does it.
She just did it.
And Archie's about to do it.
About to do it.
But he rhymes by saying all this friggin' crap.
All this friggin'
which
crap.
Which
he's dealing with a lot of friggin' crap.
I laughed so loudly when I heard that for the first time. He can't deal with all this friggin' crap.
Archie returns to being a... He's on his path back to being a good boy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm on record in saying that I think you're fucking wrong and crazy.
He is on his path.
Oh my god.
It always just takes him a while.
All this friggin' crap just gets in the way. And that's what I say to you. That's what I say to you trying to friggin' tell me that Archie's good.
I'm surprised that Ethel could sing.
Sierra Burgess or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember her real
name. Sierra Burgess. Barb.
Barb, yeah. I don't know.
So literally only Cole Sprouse is the only one who does not like to sing and does
I guess
not sing.
So. If I went up to Cole Sprouse and gave him a crisp $10 bill, do you think he would sing?
He doesn't like to sing.
According to who?
Him.
Yeah, he probably does.
I've watched a vid interview with him. He's like, I don't like to sing.
All right, well, I think he's not giving himself enough credit. I think he's
good. He doesn't sound good when he sings either.
How do you know?
Because I listen to him sing. He's singing like some Christmas Carol bullshit or something.
No, he's good probably.
He didn't it wasn't good.
Anyhow.
This is a weird mix of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people who I don't think would want to be in this in this play, but as suits the narrative of the story. Yeah, what's going on with Fangs and Kevin? Because Fangs also
together.
Seems to be interested in
he's gay.
In Midge.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know.
Or at least he's doing sneaky things with Midge.
I don't know what
he's
doing.
We don't know exactly what the
that could just be a diversion to make you think that one of the students could be the
it is
the
one
black
of the, it is one of the students.
I don't think one of the students is the black
hood. I think
hood.
It's Kevin.
You think Kevin's the black hood? Didn't Kevin get attacked by the black hood?
Yeah, but isn't that exactly what the black hood want you to think?
And then why is this is insane.
No, when I was in drama in high school, my mom was in a lot of my plays.
Was any adult that did not attend or work at the school get involved with the play at all?
Yes, I wrote parts in for my mom. Please come be in my play.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
It was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It's Chuck again. What's the storyline with Chuck here, too? Is he actually being a good boy?
Jordan, if you think that Archie is being good, then you have to believe that Chuck is being good.
No, but is he actually being good?
I think so.
Or is he
Chuck's
just a very good...
Chuck's better than... Chuck's done more to redeem himself than Archie has. Also, the car that Archie buys is ludicrous.
He didn't buy it.
Well,
it was bought for him.
No, not that good one. The one that he's going to fix
up
with
his dad. No, that's fun. I saw that. His dad said he wanted a jalopy, and he got him a jalopy.
He traded in a Firebird for a jalopy.
No, I think he gave the Firebird back and then bought the jalopy separately.
He said that he traded something in and he gave him a jalopy.
To that weird old man
he said Junkyard Bill or
I think is the guy that saw Tall Boy in the junkyard.
Probably.
And,
What's that?
I cough.
Yeah,
this is the moment I
say.
Noticed where they're filming. Jughead's filming them.
Yeah.
And then he decides to stop filming them. He's just standing there filming
them.
We're going to go back to the regular cameras.
And then we go to this one to remind you that the framing device for this episode is that Jughead's being a creep.
But it's not getting framed enough through that.
I don't know.
They're not committing enough.
Halfway through the episode, they decide that it's not it's not a framing device for the episode anymore. It's
just Jughead being a creep.
No,
it's
Jughead and Betty like doing sleuthing again.
Yeah.
Which the fact that anyone falls for that anymore is insane.
That they're bad at being sleuths too.
They're
not good at it.
They're aggressively bad at it. And like when they're filming Ethel and they're like, "Oh, he's just doing a documentary. That's all it's for. Don't worry about anything else.
Just answer my questions.
Just answer my questions.
Would you
try to hurt anybody?
See, this is a real song from the musical.
I would like to see Carrie the musical because I think Carrie is a good movie.
I'll do my fact. I've got an interesting fact for the week.
You have to wait until the end.
Well, it's crucial to talk about the plot.
Doesn't matter. You have to wait until the end.
No, okay.
You have to wait until the second.
It was part of, it was a musical that came out in the 80s. Failed on Broadway after a week or so.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was not well received.
Uh-huh.
But then it got revived in, I think, the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Once camp was back.
Yeah.
In a big
people
way.
Liked the sincerity of the like glam rock kind of effect. And yeah. They appreciated that. And
oh no, she got sandbagged.
I had to look. Are counterweights traditionally around? They always see him almost killing people on stage. What do you need them for?
The sandbags?
Yeah, the counterweight.
It's for the curtain.
All of them are for the
curtain?
And
a lot of it's for, like, the Deus Ex, or the what is it? Yeah, the Deus Ex Machina. And
the Hand of God? What about it?
Well, it's the God machine that's, like, in theater. Like, a lot, like sets would raise and fall and turn around and stuff, and you would need counterweights for that.
Okay. They are using the set, yeah. Now, do you think the Black Hood actually sent these letters?
I mean,
no, it was, what's her face?
Ethel.
Yeah.
Well, she had him in the garbage, but she says something
like...
It was
her vision board?
She says something like, it's for my vision board. And it's, like, to me, the show got, I'm of two minds, because like, of course it's Ethel.
Yeah.
Like, of course, like, you have a bunch of cutout magazine pages.
Yeah.
Of course that you're using that to kill someone. No one's, but, I also think... The show...
Aren't vision boards usually pictures, too, and they're not cutout letters?
Yeah, I think the show, wants me to think that it's Ethel.
And but it
and then it's gonna be like,
isn't...
no, she actually was doing it for a vision board.
But that's insane.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The show's real stupid, and this is maybe the dumbest episode I've ever seen, though.
Archie looks good like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 70s boy. They all look good as 70s people.
If you're casting, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not Kevin's vision, but why not just cast Archie in the Chuck role and Chuck in the Archie role since Veronica is here? Like, they're probably both equally important roles. Why not just
I think they're,
swap
they're
them?
Just the same, pretty much. They have the same...
Yeah, look at them there.
I think because Archie seems like more of a good boy and Chuck seems like more of a bad boy.
Archie's not a good boy.
No, but he is.
What you're saying is insane. It's exactly the same as before. He got this big present. He's like,
and
oh,
he learns.
I'll do whatever it takes for me to have this fireboard.
Time
Mr.
to learn to
Mr.
be a good boy.
Thank you, Mr. Lodge, for this big, nice car.
He's just got to learn to be a good boy.
Yeah, but like because enough people yell at you that you change what you did does
no,
not make you good.
He learns.
No,
he's learning.
He's dead. Like, cries at him and yell, and like, other people
he
yell
learns.
At him and say that you're being bad. He doesn't learn.
He learns.
He keeps making the mistake.
He changed.
First with Cheryl, now with Veronica.
He's
he
learning.
He keeps making... No,
he's
not.
Learning.
Yeah, he's
learned this episode.
Yeah. He's not a good person.
That
he's
he can't trust Veronica too far.
Someone in my house is watching Family Guy right now, and I'm really hoping that cuts through the audio. I don't
think
it will.
See it.
I don't think it will.
No.
But occasionally you can hear like a faint thing. So if you're hearing if you hear someone laugh like Peter Griffin, it's not.
I don't
me,
even think
I
it would
swear.
Come through as laughter like that. It'll just come through.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like Peter Griffin. I don't know what the last time I watched Family Guy is, but
hey, Lois.
You know what's funny? That Stewie guy.
Stewie Griffin?
He's pretty funny.
Yeah. I've heard that he doesn't want to kill his mother anymore, but he is gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's how they write his character now.
Well, they always kind of wrote him as gay.
Yeah, but now
I'm
he's
sure
like
they
openly,
changed it.
He's openly,
so,
yeah, and he, uh-huh. he's okay with Lois.
Uh-huh.
How do they know it's not from the real Black Hood?
Too sloppy. Black Hood wouldn't kill anyone with a sandbag. He used piano wire. And friggin'...
He just walk in with a gun. Plow, plow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, the Black Hood, to his first move have been to...
Oh, Ethel is a brooch, too.
To rob, pop, and shoot Archie's
yeah.
dad. To then be like, I'm cleansing the town. It's like, I don't think about it enough, but that's such a
that
weird...
That is just a jump.
It's such a weird fucking
he's
thing.
He's going to rob, pop, and then he's cleansing the town.
I think a lot of this season, and I know that happened, like...
That was at
the end
of season one. The end
of season
yeah.
one, so there's like a good amount of time for them
look
to open. Like,
God damn it,
what,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's so.
You fucking weirdo.
It's so. What's. Is Jughead filming? He's doing a documentary!
He's just doing some behind the scenes stuff for Kevin.
Jesus Christ.
While we ask you about trying to kill Cheryl.
That doesn't look conspicuous at all. Nice move, you dumbass. Well, he clearly is.
She says no. He peeks out. What is B-roll? B-roll doesn't apply to a stage production.
Well, if it's for his documentary, maybe it does.
For his documentary, B-roll?
Yeah. B-roll's just when you, like, cut away to, like, someone walking down the street or something.
So they're going to cut away from the documentary to Ethel.
To Ethel and Betty window. Having a, yeah, having yeah. An intimate conversation.
Oh, Dan Auerbach's Up a Mountain of Love is playing.
This whole thing is fucking, like...
It's confusing.
Yeah.
I don't understand...
Lachlan Monroe's back in the picture now.
Yeah. I don't know... I don't understand why she would like Hal in any form.
Because she's... She's clearly very damaged by everything that's happened to her. And it's just, like, for Hal... Like,
oh, well, being alone, yeah, pretty much.
And for Hal to come back. For first of all, FP here to, like, basically do away with her right now. And then for, what's his name, Hal to come in and be like, I always want to be with you.
Let's That's a lie.
Yeah, I know.
I think he just wants to live in his house.
Yeah, exactly. But now that Chick's gone.
Cheek. She's coming back around now.
I know. Don't spoil it for people who haven't watched it yet.
No one's there. And I still don't know. This is all... It doesn't work for me.
No, but this seems like wrapped up in a neat little bow, yeah. Because this fucking...
It sucks as a subplot.
Yeah, but this, like... It doesn't matter that much, no, I guess. So let's just fucking wrap it up now.
Do you think they're going to interact anymore after this?
Josie and Cheryl?
Yeah.
Probably.
Like a lot?
Eh. What's a lot to you?
Like...
There's 5 episodes left, so... Or 4.
Be involved with each other through... A whole subplot?
And no, probably not. They already had their subplot, and I don't think we need another Josie Cheryl subplot. Like, this is kind of the end of that, I think.
Where are Val and the other one? You think they're singers? They're the Pussycats.
Why wouldn't
they be in the musical?
We don't need them right now.
We don't
need them right now.
At least we're, like, background singers.
To do what?
Sing.
No, they don't like Josie. They don't want to do that anymore.
They're known musicians, and they're casting Chuck.
It was Josie and the Pussycats. Pussycats don't get work without Josie.
They do. They get work with Veronica now.
Yeah, I know. Is it Veronica and the Pussycats, or is it still called Josie and the Pussycats? Because isn't that the ultimate slap in the face?
I think it's just the Pussycats.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They're all Pussycats. I don't know. I bet Josie was the real, like,
talent?
Motivated one behind everything, and she's the one who's out finding
gigs
and
stuff.
She's
the one that was writing their music.
She's the one who cared. This is, it's tough. It's difficult to talk over the musical parts, because it's, I feel like...
Well, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, like, they're good singers.
Yeah, they're pretty much everyone that sings is talented.
Yeah, they're all good singers. What I will say is that, and since you told me that Carrie the Musical is...
A real musical.
Yeah. It makes me feel this even more. Because, don't get me wrong, I like Riverdale. We've, in fact, made an entire podcast about it because we liked it. But I look at shows, like, let's use Buffy for an example, because they did their musical episode.
Who else did?
I know Supernatural probably did at some point.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so, but that was probably bad.
Did Community really
bad
do
at
one?
That point. Hey, why not? Sure. But let's use Buffy as an example.
Okay.
I feel like when Buffy finally did it, I mean, I don't know that interest was waning, but it might have been waning a little bit because it was season 6. But also, there was like 5.
Was it 6?
Yeah. There's,
or 5.
I guarantee you that it was 6. But there was...
I thought, what's her name? The mom was still alive.
No.
No, okay.
No. There's in fact an entire song about how Buffy comes back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, that's season 6 after 5 seasons of pretty evenly good television. And they had earned it at that point. And I don't feel like Riverdale earns it yet. To be like, we're doing a musical. But, I don't know. Especially when it's not even songs written for the show. It's just like, we're doing a musical and we're doing this. Because the themes kind of overlap tangentially.
With the characters.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Basically only this song and I guess that other
the
song about friendship.
The Carrie song and like the Carrie character with Cheryl.
With Cheryl, yeah.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Kind of.
More just is crazy and is driven to that by her mother. That, yeah. That's the only...
You know what's a good movie? Carrie. I did not see the new one, but I thought the
original... Oh, yeah, I forgot the, this.
Yeah, with... what's her name? Brain on Fire. What the hell? Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah. I thought we watched that.
No. We watched the original Carrie.
I've seen that. I thought we watched that one, though.
No, we watched...
Maybe I've seen that.
We watched the original Carrie, for sure. I have not seen the...
I heard it was not as good.
No, but I'm sure it's fine. I just... I wanted to see it, but anyway, Carrie's very good.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have just, if what you're saying is true, just shunted these songs into this show.
Songs, Carrie
and it's
songs.
Just like, I don't know, I truly don't, with the pace that this show moves.
Yeah.
I don't know that the show as a whole has been given enough time to breathe to where they can do a musical episode. And especially one where it's like, I don't feel like it drives the plot at all. I just feel like this is like, we're doing a musical. Like, for
why are Midge and Moose hanging out, too?
Because they're dating.
Oh, and Midge is the understudy, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like, because I truly did not like this episode very much.
I like the parts when they're not singing.
Yes, but that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, the songs do not drive the plot.
They're talented, but it's not very interesting.
No, and it's just, like... This actually feels like the most fan servicey episode to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, let's get all your favorites are here, and they're all singing, baby, and it's going to be nothing but singing songs and dancing
Archies.
I would have
liked it more if it was more like a, not in this season, but maybe a season down the line, more like a West Side Story kind of thing throwback, where I just want them to dress more like they're in the 60s more often.
Yeah.
And, that works too, because you got the Southside Serpents, you got Archie.
Yeah.
Oh, that could work so much better. In context with their story.
I would have liked it more also if...
Forbidden Love.
Huh?
Forbidden... The West Side's Forbidden Love.
I would have liked...
There's a lot of Forbidden Love going around.
I don't think I know Sharks and the Jets, but I've never seen West Side Story.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
Sure. Okay.
Singing.
I would have liked this more if instead of just lifting the music and stuff from Carrie the Musical...
They wrote songs?
Well, yes, but if this was like... Like, someone was, like, someone conked on the head with a coconut or something, and then
and
they...
Dreamed.
And were dreaming something like this.
Dreaming a musical,
that's what I want, is,
like
more dream
musical.
Sequences. Because consistently the best parts of the show have been dream sequences. The scene where they're eating turkey.
Yeah, that's a great scene. You're talking about the Grinch scene, too.
The Grinch scene is very funny.
Where he climbs over
yeah,
the couch.
Yeah, I really like that. But also the episode with Fred, when he lost all that blood, was in his little coma. And he was having the dreams about Archie, and they were like horror stuff.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
very good. Also,
he was wearing a kilt.
It was great. But yeah, I don't know. This seems like it's like they wrote the choreography is good and the singing is good, but it's like they wrote half an episode and then were like sing for the rest of it.
Yeah,
and just like again, aside from
be talented.
Aside from the like tangential association of the characters. I don't, and I love a musical episode.
Yeah,
I love Once More with Feeling. I have those songs on my fucking iPhone, and I listen to them, and it's fun. But I just don't. I'd like it. Just doesn't do anything for me. You know? Doesn't
I
do
agree.
Anything. Yeah. Okay. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page about this.
I'm not gonna argue.
Okay.
Oh God.
We should have waited until you were done coughing to do this. But we can do two episodes this week.
Yeah.
Because we need
one
to,
for next week.
Because it's going to be Christmas soon.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot there's posters in the background to vote for Veronica.
Yeah.
They're running against each other.
I know.
Where's Reggie during all this?
And they're friends again now.
Yeah, it's...
I.
This whole shit.
This... God.
He's so bad. He is so bad.
Like, for a man of this quote-unquote import
yeah.
to be like...
And like
I'm gonna fucking get one over
he's
on
like
Archie
a Don or
dad.
Something.
Yeah, I don't
and,
know.
And for a teenage boy to see through it and be like, man, just cut it.
Yeah.
Stop being a jackass.
Yeah. It took him long enough because he's truly bad at what he does.
Yeah. God, you're so bad at everything you do, man. I don't understand how you have money.
I love the way that Fred handles this though.
It's just
when
getting,
he says like, yeah, it's a pretty smooth ride.
Yeah.
Clearly mad about it. Or sad about it.
disappointed. He is very disappointed.
He's very disappointed, especially because there's the time when Archie says to him, like, it's not a big deal. He's like, I didn't raise you to think that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, your son sucks.
No, he doesn't.
Your son fucking sucks.
He changed. He's 16. He's learning. Look at him learn. He's learning right now. He learns his lesson.
Fucking jalopy, that's so stupid.
I love it.
Well, you know,
I want to see him driving around with goggles and a scarf that blows in the breeze.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it looks like that because that's what the car looked like that Archie drove around in the comics, old comics. Yeah. It's like every once in a while they'll do like a little nod to the comics. And it's
do
like,
more.
Like, a, if you're going to do it, do more. B, the nods that you're making are like, no one in this modern time would, yeah, I don't care how mad your dad is at you.
I think kids would look at that and be like, Archie got a cool go-kart.
You're not going to fucking... like, get rid of your Firebird or Thunderbird or whatever it is, and get this old fucking jalopy. I would just be like, Dad, I'm sorry, but this is a good car.
I just realized, Betty's house, that house seems like a house you wouldn't wear shoes in. And I think they're wearing shoes right now.
I mean, like, Americans wear shoes in the house all the time. I know. That's like a big thing. For my whole childhood, we wore shoes in the house. It was only until I moved out that I stopped wearing my shoes in the house because I read that it was gross. Even still, sometimes I get home, I'm too lazy, I leave my shoes on.
In the summer, I don't care as much.
Well, in the winter, it's obviously wet.
Yeah.
But it's like... sometimes I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
Hard to take my shoes off sometimes. The world. The world doesn't need to see you up on the stage. It's a high school play. This is...
Can she actually revoke... Can a parent be like, you can't be in extracurriculars at a high school?
I bet they could. Yeah. I bet you that it's probably never once happened.
Maybe like football. I guess football.
I guess football because you can...
You can fucking ruin...
What is it? CTE?
CTE.
Yeah. You could fuck yourself up in that barbaric sport.
Yeah.
Or wrestling or something like... where you could get actually injured.
Yeah.
It's a frigging play.
Is the reveal with Midge coming up right here? Are you supposed to think it's Ethel? You are supposed to think it's Ethel. Why is this a thing, though?
I don't know. They've got 4 episodes left. They better fucking figure it out fast. I do like the dynamic here between Fangs and Kevin.
Why, him comforting him and being like, man, I don't need this.
I think it's funny, but I also like...
Who is Moose? What is Moose doing here?
He's probably just like a background guy.
He's a guy.
But I like when he's drinking his Sprite or eats his yogurt or something, and then he's afraid because Kevin's yelling about his yogurt. I thought that was funny too, because Kevin's being a bitchy director, yeah. And I think that's funny.
Where's Sweet Pea? I want to see Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea's not been around for a couple episodes. No, he needs to come back.
He was in that episode where they chain themselves up.
He was also in the episode when he was telling Jughead that he doesn't have their back because of Betty.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 seconds.
More
Sweet Pea,
please.
I can't get a read on Sweet Pea because sometimes I like him, sometimes I'm like, man, you're dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, right, this emotional moment
where she sings to Betty.
Yeah, she's a good singer too.
She gets lost in it.
But imagine being a student. Imagine being a student.
And your mom is the...
A, your mom's in this play, which is insane.
Your mom's just around a lot too.
Yeah, your mom's in this play, which is already crazy.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't break character, but starts singing directly at you.
In character.
In character.
This one works for her, though.
Yeah.
I would say this is probably I was going to say the most interesting song, but I kind of tuned out a little bit in this song. Because I got the message quickly, and I was like, just get to the end of it.
Yeah. That's how I watched a lot of this episode, actually. I was like, okay, all right, I get it. Like, let's move it along. I want to see some of that chicken costume in the back, please. What's that chicken doing?
Hoboken chicken.
And is it in...
what did the Hoboken the chicken do? I forget.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
You never read the Hoboken chicken? It was a chicken who lived in New Jersey, and I think he traveled around or something.
Are you making this up?
No, it's a book series. The Hoboken chicken.
I promise I've never read
it. You never read them?
No.
We read them in school.
Did you ever read Bunnicula?
I remember that, yeah.
I like those books.
Yeah.
That's probably the last time I read a book. Yeah, Bunnicula's funny. It's like a bunny Dracula. It's a little bunny vampire. And a dog and a cat friend need to figure out why bunnies eating people.
Weren't there horrible drawings of it, too?
What do you mean?
Of Bunnicula.
By who?
In the book.
I don't remember pictures.
I thought there were pictures. But now she's just out of character.
Yeah, now she's just out of character. Betty, please don't leave me.
Like Sheik.
Like all the others
and
did.
And Polly and my terrible husband.
He forced Chick out. Oh, no, it's his tea. And he's afraid, see? Oh, no, I have the tea. If I were to say one thing that I really like about this episode, it's that.
Was Carrie's mom dressed like that in
the movie? It was a white gown. It was like a nightgown.
Yeah, okay. Because she looks like a nun.
She looks like a nun or like Emperor Palpatine or something. But it was like a tattered old nightgown or whatever.
Reg for Prez.
He's chill, unlike the rest of the...
He's probably going to win. He's the one
I told you.
Right
I've
now.
Told you that I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
The other thing about this is because of how little this has driven the plot, I truly don't have any new predictions. I don't have
other
any
than
new
like who black mask who the black is. Hood.
It doesn't change for me though. Like I don't have any new farchies really.
No.
Like our the tail part of this show might be a little shorter than usual. Like I could do better erotic. I don't
just,
know that I could.
Chuck,
do.
What do you think is going on with Chuck?
He's nice.
Is he nice?
He's
though?
My friend. Yeah, he's nice and cool.
Do you think some because him and Veronica?
Like, why is Jughead filming this part?
I don't know.
Is he truly doing a documentary? Because this does not apply to it. This is just, like, a weird fucking framing device they're doing.
Dog's
gonna kick over a bowl. Because I didn't feed her beforehand because I knew she was gonna crunch on food. And she's kicking the bowls around.
She's having a tantrum.
She's having a tantrum because she wants her food right now. There it goes. God damn it.
Be more like your father.
Yeah, be an actual good man like your father. Do you think he wins mayor?
I hope.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if he does.
Is it just him and
Hermione
running?
So far. We don't know when
the vote
is.
No one's going to vote for a snake woman.
I think, yeah. Do you think there's a lot of latent racism in Riverdale as well?
Why?
She's Latino.
Oh, no?
No, you don't think that's running around?
No, because I don't think so. We haven't really seen any.
Yeah.
The only character I could see, like, being racist...
Hal?
Is that... Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Other than Hal. I could see him having some, like, real dad racism.
What's his name, too? Claudius?
Who's Claudius?
Cheryl's uncle. And her mom, too, could be racist.
Oh, yeah. Those people are truly nasty. Yeah. Yeah, I could see them... Yeah, their whole, like, don't want to stray too far from the family blood, they definitely are racist.
Yeah.
But I was also going to say Nick St. Clair, but it's probably racist,
he's definitely
too.
Racist.
But he's not in the town, right? No. So
he's from New York.
New York, baby!
Where is he? Is he at Columbia or NYU or something?
I don't know. It's a 20-minute drive from Riverdale to get there to beat him up. Look at that painting!
Oh, I love it so much.
Truly, for Christmas, I tried to find, like, a smaller print of that painting. I could not find it.
I don't think anyone wants to print that. Why is she invited her father
it's her,
here?
It's her... Well, I don't know.
I
she
don't
doesn't
know.
Like her dad, so...
I know. Because her dad sucks.
Yeah, her dad does suck.
Her dad's a bad man.
Yeah.
I don't even... What are her parents doing for a living now? I guess he still works at the...
Well, he sold it. Well, yeah. But I guess he still works there, probably. Manager or something. I don't know. She's like...
And I looked this up. Allergic to peonies is like specific. Peonies specifically are one of the like least allergenic flowers there is. It doesn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
Well, yeah, you could still probably be allergic to it.
To only peonies?
Yeah.
How does that make sense? I don't get it.
That's one specific allergy.
To one flower? Like, what in the flower is making her allergic?
Pollen.
Oh my god.
It's the
pollen. She's allergic to only that one flower?
Why did you look that up?
Because it pissed me off. It doesn't make sense.
So you knew already that it was like hypoallergenic?
When she's like, I'm allergic to peonies. I was like, that doesn't make sense. You're allergic to one singular
flower. Oh, okay. All right.
One flower only?
I don't know. You could be like allergic to like
oregano. Like a family of flowers, sure.
No, you could be allergic to one
flower. Who's allergic to oregano?
Not me. I don't know. I'm saying you could be.
To an herb?
Yeah.
Then you'd be allergic to the whole family, probably.
No, not necessarily. Can I please order this dish and no oregano? I'm allergic. I ever tell you the time that I got called out by someone for saying I was allergic to something and I wasn't?
Why would they call you out?
Probably because it was a waiter, and I think they were doing it to like make sure that I wasn't like
Did you just not want something?
I didn't want it, but yeah. I got too afraid when they asked me like, "Are you allergic to mushrooms?" And I'm like, "Yes." And they're like, "Well, you can't get wonton soup then because the broth has mushrooms in it." And I'm like, "No, that'll be fine."
You lying piece of shit.
And then he was like, "Well, if you're allergic, you can't have it." And I double lied and I said that was for my girlfriend. I don't have a fucking girlfriend.
Wait, was this to go?
Yes.
It was to go.
It was to go.
Oh, that's funny.
I was too deep. What am I going to say? Oh, you caught me. I lied to you. I had to...
So, I'm sorry. I don't like mushrooms. I'm just lying. There we go. Here's the car.
I hate this.
It's so cool.
Okay, gave back the Firebird and sold some of
his stuff.
Aren't
you going to love the scenes when they're working on it together, though?
Sure. No one's driving this.
He's
going to
drive that in another race.
I know.
In another race, he's going to drive. They've got all those license plates. From every state.
This car's fucked.
Do you think Fred traveled around, did a road trip?
He was in a band.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he was in a band around. They weren't good. The Fredheads?
Yeah, they're good. Do you think the Fredheads is a reference to Deadhead Fred?
No, I think... What's their actual name? Something Pendleton? Pendledorn?
No, isn't that the hotel that they're in?
No, FP.
Oh, yeah.
Francis Pendleton?
I don't remember. It is like Pendledorn, something like that. You're right. I don't remember. Fred sends him away because he's about to cry. Yeah. He won't cry in front of his son.
I love it.
Hey, don't mind me, kids, dressing up in your dressing room. Just an adult man walking through.
I'm here to support you.
Just doing some official police business, walking through this here child's change room, this unisex children's change room.
Kevin's wearing a nice suit for the whole thing. So you got Kevin and Fanes, and then Fanes and Midge, and Midge and Moose and Kevin and Midge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a complicated quad.
It's very complicated. What part is Ethel playing?
She's just in the background, I think.
Okay.
Because she was in the background for a couple of the rehearsal scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has her own song. Same thing with Tony. Tony just seems to be in the background of a couple scenes.
Yeah, sure.
Midge is a weird choice to be Carrie.
I agree with you.
She doesn't strike. I wouldn't look at her and be like, oh, that's Carrie.
No. I mean, throw a wig on her, maybe.
What?
Throw a wig on her, maybe.
Eh. Where'd she get the blood or whatever she actually dumps on herself?
Pig.
Pig blood?
Well, that's what it is in Carrie.
Do you think Cheryl, like, just found a pig and slaughtered it and drained it of its blood?
She went to the butcher, maybe.
Yeah.
For a second, I completely forgot how this episode ended, and I just remembered.
With her death?
Yeah, with Cheryl's death.
Yeah, with Cheryl's death. They killed off a main character.
Again, I truly don't have much to say during this part.
When they're singing?
When they're singing, when they're doing this dance, like, it's just...
They look nice.
That's fine. I really liked this scene.
She just goes batshit
on
her mom.
Insane.
Yeah. To intimidate her mother.
She's freaking insanos
right now. It works.
Yeah, I would also be terrified. Where'd you get this ornate gothic candelabra, you loon?
Oh, God. Oh, it's Jason's. When she said it's Jason's blood, I was like, oh, how'd she get his blood?
She got it from his skeleton.
She stored that somewhere. Do you still think that it might come out that he's not really a twin? He's just...
Yes. They haven't done anything this episode to make me not think that. So.
Yeah. Nana Rose, like, she's not that addled to forget having two sons.
Well, it's not whether or not she forgot that I think is the thing.
She thinks that son's still alive out there somewhere.
Yeah, like, I don't know, murdered. Maybe she just fucking, to like, they obviously look very similar. Yeah. They're the same actor, so they're meant to look identical. Do you think...
What happened to her? We never found out what happened to her after the phone call.
She's fine.
Are you sure?
She's just in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the hospital was before the phone call.
No, it's not.
Yeah, when she fell, that was from her getting pushed down the stairs, and then she called after. To tell
no,
them.
She's fine, because she said you tried to kill Nana Rose. Just now.
Hmm.
Maybe we don't know what happened to her. You could be right.
Please vote for
me. She could be talking about that. What a fucking weird place to campaign.
I paid for this. Please vote for me.
What a fucking weird place to campaign.
I voted. Please vote. I feel bad for FP here.
Well, he should have said that he was coming from the start.
Yeah. He's got to play it cool.
That wasn't cool. He looked like a wiener. He did it while he was wearing his freaking apron and little funny hat.
You got to play it cool in your bow tie. There are a lot of people working on this.
Yeah, part. And this school is enormous.
I told you, I think...
Did you see that poster for a play called Lease?
No. That great joke.
That's a great joke!
Yeah. Fane's and Midge doing something.
What do you think they're doing?
Kissing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It sure looked like it.
Yeah.
But I think they might
Oh, drugs?
They're doing a trick or drugs, yeah.
You think Fane's is dealing
drugs? Because Midge is a drug addict.
Yeah. She was doing the jingle.
Yeah, I know. She was
what
doing jingle.
What poster is that? Who is that?
It's Nixon.
That is not Nixon. I know what Nixon looked like.
You're right. That's Kennedy.
That's not any president.
Well, it could be a president, just maybe not of the United States. There. Yeah, I wonder how much of this is hers. Like... Here's the thing.
Why does she get her own dressing room, too?
Ethel's a smart girl. She's a sweet kid.
Is she smart?
I don't know. She's a sweet kid.
I don't know if she's sweet, either.
Okay, whatever. She's not this stupid.
No.
To where, like, if you don't want to get caught, A, if you are doing something...
Get rid of it.
Burn it. It's easily burnable. What are you doing?
Where's your vision board if you're cutting letters in here?
B, if that's not what you're doing and you are doing a vision board... I'd still probably burn it since you know they got a note freaking cut out of magazines. How dumb are you? Moosehead still hates Jughead.
No, he...
Or Moose. I called him Moosehead. Moose still hates Jughead.
He just saw Fane's and Midge or something.
Oh, did he?
I think that's why he's upset.
I also think he still hates Jughead.
Yeah. Why does she get her own dressing room and everyone else has to share one?
For the plot, dear boy.
But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, you can't be Carrie, but we will give you your own dressing room.
You're playing Helen, and you have no lines.
What high school has this many dressing rooms is another good question.
They're rich as hell, I don't know.
Uh-oh. Danger Mouse is in the house.
Yeah, he's gonna be creepy.
He's good. Yeah, well, we'd love to have you on the show. Please come on the show if you would.
Oh, bye-bye, Birdie.
But I think... that this actor can't not be creepy. Yeah. Did she invite him? Is that the implication here? She invited him for her mom?
Or mom invited him?
I think she invited him for her mom. Because she doesn't seem surprised that he's there.
Know.
She seems surprised he's backstage.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem surprised that he's there.
She seems uncomfortable with
the
it.
Other... Like these, I guess Fred built them, so they're like professionally built. But I was like, look at these damn sets, they're nice.
They are good. It's a waste. You know, all this work and it's going to waste because.
Well, no, we don't know. The play could go off without a hitch.
You know what happens.
I know what happens. People listening to this might not.
They at this point they know what happens.
No.
I'm gonna spoil it for you.
Don't spoil it.
She's dead.
Yeah. Friggin' Cheryl's dead.
Cheryl is not dead. Cheryl just went and... Cheryl's right there. She was sitting right beside Kevin.
How'd she get the blood off?
I don't know. She did a quick shower.
Do you think she smelled like pig blood?
I don't know what she dumped on herself.
Pig blood. Because it was thick like blood.
It was thick. Maybe it was molasses.
Maple syrup and food coloring. this is Jason's blood. Pay no attention to the fact that it's brown.
It's sticky and tastes
sticky.
Good. Carrietta.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's Carrie's real name. That's her full name.
Carrietta?
Yeah.
That can't be right.
Yeah, that's right. That's my fact for the week.
Is it a short story?
Oh, no! Oh, no!
All those who escape. Oh, so Moose. Who escaped? Moose, Kevin?
Betty and Archie.
Betty, Archie, and Luke Perry.
Yep. Oh,
no, don't hurt Luke Perry.
Luke Perry's fine. Maybe Black Hood becomes the mayor.
They vote him into office.
Or he kill everyone, so he's the only one left. He's got to be mayor.
Yeah.
It's like how there's... Ah, and that's another episode of Riverdale. It's like, you know what I
mean? It's like Cloverfield. You just find out at the end it's a secret Cloverfield movie.
Yeah, this one was a Cloverfield.
Yeah.
So yeah, that episode's fun, but I don't...
You've been saying the whole episode it is not fun.
It's just like it's goofy.
It's stuff.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot to say.
Are you going
to
continue watch? Are you going to continue watching Family Guy?
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
It's not me. I don't watch Family Guy.
And Castlevania?
Castlevania I watched. That's good.
You talked about it on this already.
It's a very good show. Yeah. Peter Stormare's in it. That's great. I don't know. Jordan, what do you want to say about this episode?
I don't know. I like... It's tying a lot. It's a lot of neat ends setting up for the final run.
Yeah, like the final stretch.
And
do you think that they're going to like end it the second to last episode again, and then like do
another setup for next season?
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't really seen. I've seen only like pictures for season three, but it doesn't really seem like there's anything crazy going on yet.
Okay. Well, should we move into the segments? We should at least try the segments.
Yeah. What do you mean try? Well, we can do at least.
This first segment, this is
did we rate last week's episode on the school?
No, we haven't done it in weeks.
Yeah.
I forgot about that until you just mentioned it.
Yeah, okay.
As a matter of fact. So, this is a...
Cringe binge American Reunion.
Oh, I sure could.
What does that mean?
Cringe binge? I don't know, because it doesn't seem to, like, is it shows that are bad? Because I have no idea.
Is Life in Pieces a solid
maybe
show?
It's like things are going to happen in the show that are cringy.
Okay, that's fair.
Anyway, this is a favorite segment. This is Betty or Veronica.
Betty or Veronica.
And this is, of course, where we talk about... George getting hot already.
That almost killed me.
We're going to talk about who we like.
Yeah.
And for me, this week, I like Alice.
Yeah.
Cooper.
Yeah.
I think that it's funny that she's in the children's play.
It is funny.
And I feel she's really bad.
I feel bad for her.
I feel really bad for her when she starts to sing, when she does her song at Betty.
Not a lot going on in her life.
Not a lot going on, and the things that she does have going on are leaving consistently.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for her that she's being driven back into the arms of Hal, because I think that's a bad man. I think he's probably racist. And I think that Cheryl's parents...
He's a front runner for the Black Hood, I think.
You think so?
I've said it, like, I've mentioned him in passing.
He wants
before.
To kill his own, or he wants to, like, kiss his daughter.
I don't know if the Black Hood wants to. It makes sense, like, him trying to correct who she hangs out with.
I guess so.
It's someone involved with Betty. I've been saying Sheik for the longest time, but now that Sheik seems too obvious. I don't know.
It's truly a mystery. I have no idea who it is.
That's not true.
What?
Former teen heartthrob Luke Perry stars in this dark and sexy reboot of the classic Archie.
It's not untrue.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call... He's in it.
He's a... Like,
not enough. More, please. All
right, okay. Yeah. Who are you, Betty?
This week I'm a Betty.
Okay.
I like how she sets Archie straight.
Yeah.
She's the one that finally gets him to be like, hey, listen to your dad. Your girlfriend's
you're
getting...
You're being bad, yeah, and I'll tell you you're being bad.
Your girlfriend's getting you in too far.
Yeah.
She makes a nice gesture for her mom. I wouldn't call inviting her father back into her life a good thing.
It's
but
misguided.
She's
or
trying.
Maybe not misguided, but it's like, it's well-intentioned.
Yeah.
But,
She sings to Veronica, they sing together.
Ill-advised,
friends
perhaps.
Again.
They're friends again, but for how long? Because that keeps going away and coming
like
back. I'm getting sick of it if they could just, like, either be friends all the time or stop this.
Both of
it's
them.
Been twice already. Is that it?
Yeah, that's everything.
Okay, well, let's move into our second and my favorite segment, Farchies, which is, of course, where we look far in a future to talk about what we think is going to happen in the upcoming episodes of Riverdale, probably within the next 3 episodes. In fact, I'll say within the next 4 episodes, because it's all we have left.
Yeah.
I truly don't have any. Like, this episode did not drive anything for me. I will say that I think that you're correct that that Hal is probably a frontrunner for...
I can't think of anyone else that makes... It's him and...
I still think it's someone we've never met.
That doesn't work for it, someone we've never met. They're not building it up this much to be like, hey, it's this other guy. Hal.
Other shows have done that. That's definitely been something that people have done in the past.
You got Hal, you got Chick.
Dog's gonna keep kicking the bowl.
Like, who else could... Tall baby? Tall boy?
Tall boy is... No, I don't think it would be Tall Boy. Maybe Sweet Pui.
Sweet Pui, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
He's trying to clean up the town?
I don't really have any...
I don't know.
Here's my prediction.
I guess Fangs?
Within the next...
It could be Fangs,
within the next 4 episodes, I think Archie's going to jail.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, Archie's going to jail, everybody.
I think what's-his-face... I can't even remember his name.
Hiram? Right,
yeah, Hiram is more likely.
Hiram is not going to be as big a player in the third season, I don't think. I think, like, that story... Like, he's been, like...
That's been tapped.
Since the... Black Hood thing has been wrapped up. It just opened up again this episode. It's been all like Hiram bad.
And it's tapped.
What if Hermione is the Black Hood?
It's a man, though.
Well, we don't know that.
It could be,
Snake Lady.
Fuck, Penny...
Penny Peabody.
Marshall.
Yeah.
No, it could be,
Penny Peabody, that's her name.
FBI guy.
Adams.
He
was already wearing a hood and he saw his eyes
Ansel,
aren't green.
Ansel, what's their butler's name?
Yeah, Ansel.
Adam?
No, it's...
Anton?
Anton.
Is it Anton? Something
like
that.
Something like that.
It could be... I don't know.
What's your Farchy?
I think Chuck...
Just sticking with
I'm
Archie
say
going to jail.
Maybe Chuck's turn is for good and he gets shot saving someone.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Maybe. Or he gets hurt somehow. I don't think he dies. I don't think they're going to kill Chuck. But I think he gets hurt.
If you think that Black Hood's going to kill Chuck, then # Upchuck at
coulda Chuck would Chuck could.
Wait, if you think Chuck lives, # Upchuck.
If you think Chuck dies, # coulda Chuck would Chuck could.
Coulda Chuck would Chuck could.
Yeah,
perfect. Is that your Farchy?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So now it's time for the last segment that Jordan already ruined.
I did my facts.
Jordan's got an interesting fact. He wants to talk to you about Riverdale. Jordan,
it's a real musical. All right, Carrie, musical.
That's it for this episode. I don't have anything else to say about this
episode.
It's
fine.
It's not great.
What's your rating?
Oh God.
C.
God.
I give it a C.
D plus.
C plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not earned. You don't get to do like a gimmicky episode like this early and have it not drive the plot. The best thing...
I'm begging for the whole 50s episode, though, please.
Oh, God, please. Yes, I would kill for it. But the whole thing about a musical episode is it's like, oh, we've got... This is going to, like, concisely drive the plot, and it's going to fit a lot into one episode because we can do it all in songs, and that's how it's
going
to wrap stuff up.
We did some songs...
It's like we wrote half an episode and we jammed some songs in there.
From a real musical.
From a real musical, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it for us here. If you want, you can follow us on Twitter at JuggedsPod. You can follow us and look at our one picture on Instagram.
It's nice. It's a nice picture.
At JuggedsPod.
Yeah.
And send all your burning questions to JuggedsPod@gmail.com. Until next time, Jordan's been coughing. And I'm Tom. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening along with us.
Bye.
Keep jugging.
Betty's here, Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey, Jughead, where are you?